USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. chartered plane evacuating 201 Americans from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink is Alaska's medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
So far, 132 people have died from the coronavirus in China. President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is running for the U.S. Senate, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The outspoken Republican Collins is the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee and has been one of the biggest supporters of President Trump during the impeachment proceedings. He announced his bid on Wednesday morning, challenging Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed to fill the seat of Johnny Isakson. Isakson retired in December for health reasons. Collins recently apologized for claiming that Democrats were in love with terrorists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block a Democratic effort to call witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
There have been a lot of discussions, but I have no idea how the votes are going to fall.
Democrats say they want to hear from the former National Security Advisor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As expected, people are trying to take advantage of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant to scam the public. USA's John Clements has the story.
Those situations include the attempt to sell collectibles that feature fake autographs of the NBA superstar. Chris Nerritt is the sports consignment director at Dallas-based Heritage Auctions.
Since Kobe's passing, there's probably about 80% forgeries on eBay now of Kobe autographs.
His advice is to deal with only reputable dealers.
We actually have a Kobe Bryant 2004-2005 jersey that I personally took in from my consigner in Beverly Hills way before the horrible news. And that one is also signed. It's actually one of the number 8 jerseys, not a number 24 jersey.
I'm John Clemens.
The House has passed legislation in support of protecting human rights in Tibet, the latest congressional condemnation against China's treatment of its citizens. The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.